KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
But you got to talk some Tom Brady if you're going to talk sports in NFL Week 5, right? That has been the narrative all week long. It's the return of Brady. What, like 100 points? 10 touchdowns. I mean, what? What do you think? What do you expect, Bush?
Do you know what that money line is? $600. I've never seen a money line
what?
That high. Yeah, I've never seen it higher
it's
than
600 to 1?
Well, you have to wager $600 just to win 100 bucks. Is really what it is. That the Patriots are going to beat the Browns, and you know what? I'll take that all day every day cuz they are.
Bet you will.
They are.
All right, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more.
Go
Sports
Patriots.
On Tap, 95.5 KLOS. A little mandolin, please. Thank you very much. It's 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California, doing Sports on Tap. Coming up in just a minute. Can we skip over to that Who Goes Off thing?
Can we
skip
oh, we that can in a minute. Just update, Tom Brady has parked at the stadium and gotten out of his car.
Stop it!
So fine, I never see you. The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Yeah, that ought to get you in the mood, Raider fans. Sports on tap on 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California, and the Raider report for you now. You know, it's good news, bad news. First of all, I want to start with a couple of numbers. And the Chargers lost both matchups with the Raiders last season after winning 6 of the previous 7. Ooh, man, the Chargers and Phillip Rivers were on a roll
for a while. They had owned them. And
really,
it just,
really had.
Where did it turn last year? Was it the emergence of Derek Carr and Amari Cooper? I think it's that and a combination of San Diego just getting older. I mean, San Diego reminds you without the championships and titles. Remember how the Yankees the last few years did nothing but see Jeter, A-Rod, Rivera get a year older and a year older and less effective and less effective? Mm-hmm. Rivers is now 62. Antonio Gates is 75. I mean, they just, we're not replacing anybody. I mean, who are they bringing in? What's the good youth infusion that San Diego team needs to revive things, man? And it's what you're seeing. The NFL, your age window, it's like dog years, isn't it? You know, 3-4 years in the NFL puts 30 years on your body.
Way more than dog years.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. It's great. But have we seen the change into the guard? The Raiders are a good team thus far, 3-1. The Chargers, 1-3 on the season, yet still Jack Del Rio, the consummate professional coach of the Raiders, you know, his thoughts, his respect on playing San Diego. You gotta lace them up every single Sunday.
Coming in, divisional team. The team has jumped on people. They've been way out in front in the first half. I think 80-30 up on people. It's a good football team, so we're getting ourselves geared up for it.
That's a good football team. They were up. If you're 1-3, you're not a good football team. Remember when Lou Holtz used to coach Notre Dame? This is, I don't care that they're 0-6. Right. This is a dagum good Rice football team.
Right,
they'll jump up and punch it. Don't you just want a coach one time to say, we are going to kick their ass left and right, up and down the field, I cannot wait. You know, the only guy that would probably say that is Rex Ryan. That's about the only
probably.
Guy.
Probably. And you know what? If he ever has the horses to do that, he'll probably bust it off.
Of course he will. He's in town later on. We'll get to that against the Rams.
Last week, Derek Carr and the Raiders led for most of the game, but still took a 23-yard touchdown pass to Crabtree for his third one with just over 2 minutes to go to get that 28-27 victory. Carr tied his career high with 4 touchdown passes. Passes in Baltimore, and 3 of those going to Crabtree. I see more of that today, especially with a dinged up San Diego secondary.
Yeah, and especially with Carr, you know, getting a year older. Here's the thing I like. I'm a big fan of pedigree, okay? When you had a dad who played in the league, a brother, a cousin, you've been around the game. You've been exposed to it. And we know David Carr was a stud at Fresno State. Things didn't work out in Houston. Then again, who have they worked out for in Houston aside from J.J. Watt? They're not working out for him anymore either, you know? But you grew up around it. And let's face it, little brother is better than big brother. Derek Carr is a lot better than David Carr, his brother. But he has Oakland winning right now. He appreciates, he knows the history, being a guy who grew up there, and he's restoring that commitment to Raider football.
The fact that we keep winning and the way we're winning, it just shows that, you know, the culture that we've built, you know, in Oakland, it's paying off, man. We're seeing the benefits of it. We're seeing, you know, the fruit of all the hard work that we've put in. You know, we always talked about moving mountains one stone at a time, and now we're seeing those mountains start to move, and it's kind of nice.
Yeah, 3-1. It is kind of nice. So you still wait till you play Denver. That's what we got to see. The proof's in the pudding there.
Exactly.
Denver's undefeated. They got a huge game later too.
On the other side of the field, Phillip Rivers threw for 321 yards last week's loss to the Saints. You know, it's his second consecutive 300-yard game, both of which were losses. Last season, Phillip Rivers was the only quarterback in the league with 5 consecutive 300-yard games. Chargers went 1-4.
Yeah, 1-4. And you know, one little thing, the game within the game, JD, you and I like to take a look at sometimes when these games get sold out, a lot of times tickets get put up on StubHub, you know, ticket resellers, for example. I like to see how many tickets are floating around out there, what the bargain basement prices are out there. Do you realize the cheapest seat to get to a Raider game in the nosebleeds today, right now, is $130. It's $5 more at Lambeau Field. So yeah, they're feeling it there in Oakland. Conversely, you want to go out to the the Coliseum to watch the Bills and the Rams, you can get in for, it looks like, $60. So half that price right now. And it's amazing. I see some games, 84 tickets left.
Do you think they're $500? They're gouging people because they know they're leaving. Hey, they get your Oakland Raider tickets before they're gone to Vegas.
They're so thirsty for a winner up there. It's such a bad place to watch a game. Such a bad experience. It is cool to tailgate there because there's 7 acres of concrete out in that parking lot.
True.
You know, aside from
that. I have to say this. I love the atmosphere. I've been to some Raider games up there. It's fun. I mean, it's a trashy, junky place. It's obviously not a great part of town.
That's the same kind of
Bay Area.
Same kind of dive bars you and I hang out in anyway.
Exactly.
So we're used to it, man.
Right, exactly. It fits like an old sweater. All right, are you ready for some Bushka facts?
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
I still want to know what they're saying here in the background. We'll get to that at some point, I'm sure. All right, Bushka fact number one.
This is either from, like I said, Pirates of the Caribbean, or I'm thinking it may be from The Hunt for Red October. You think so?
That's what it is.
It is.
It's when they're all singing in the submarine.
They're all singing in the sub when they think
they've
won the nuclear war. Peyton Manning is a member of a very exclusive club, all right? It's a club that consists of only two people.
Huh?
Manning's one of only two starting quarterbacks in league history who has beaten all 32 teams.
Oh, you're going to ask me who the other one is.
I am going to ask you who the other one is, but we're going to talk about that coming up. Yeah, that's your Bushka Fact of Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS has your shot at $1,000 every 15 minutes.
Really?
Totally.
Starting this Thursday at 9, noon, and 5.
Only on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
You thought we were going to have ourselves a rock and roll party tonight?
Now, the KLOS Gig Guide.
It's Mr. Shovel, the host of Check 1-2, the local music show. Here's a look at some of the artists playing around town tonight. Robin Hitchcock is at Largo. David Lynch's Festival of Disruption continues at the Ace downtown L.A. Echo and the Bunnymen are at the Majestic in Ventura. Sia for another night at the Hollywood Bowl. And Roger Waters and The Who at Desert Trip at the Empire Polo Club in Indio. For some great local music and a rundown of upcoming events, listen to Check 1-2 every Sunday at 8 on The Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Is over. Back now to Sports on Tap
with JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try
95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Hey, you actually have a pretty good one today.
I do got a good one. It took me a long time to
write without the help
this.
Of the internet, I don't know the answer
to
this.
No, this is actually literally off the top of my head here. Okay, so, you know what?
Stop it.
I'm going to pull this out of my, well,
yeah,
head,
that's right,
out of my All right, Peyton Manning's a member of this very exclusive club. It's a club that consists of only two guys. All right,
okay.
Manning's one of two starting QBs in a league history that have beaten all 32 teams. Who is the other one?
I should know this. I should know this. And I wish I could say, oh, yeah, I knew this. Or it's in the back of my brain. I don't know this.
You don't know? Okay.
Now, who's the other one?
I'm going to say the green and gold that belongs to Brett Favre.
Of
Favre himself after the Broncos' September 2014 win over the Colts. NBC's Michelle Tafoya asked Manning what he thought about joining Favre in this highly exclusive club. And, you know, Manning always likes to joke around, says, man, that means I'm old. Don't tell me stuff like that. You did not know that, man. But, yeah, two guys, obviously, you know, Manning's just waiting for a couple years in the Hall of Fame. Hey, here's another Tom Brady update. Brady has changed out of his street clothes.
Oh, stop it.
No, he's gotten out of the underwear phase. Giselle is not with him in the locker room. I wish he was modeling there, but apparently he's just got a t-shirt on, and that's it. And his sweatpants, he's going to be coming out shortly to take some warm-ups.
All right. They're keeping you apprised of every step of Tom Brady's return.
Yes.
He's eating
a bagel, too.
You know, on that Bushka fact, I bet you Alex Gelhar probably knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
We'll ask him when
he
gets in here. Yeah, he's coming up next. Fantasy info that you need. Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network joins us next. 95.5 KLOS.
Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network.
Yeah, from right around the corner. Actually, our neighbor. I like when our neighbor stops in to visit. Can we get you some coffee or something?
Oh, I brought one in today.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. That's kind of you.
Did you bring barbecue? We were talking about that down the street as well.
It's a little early for barbecue.
It's never too early for barbecue. Really? Come on.
The sun's barely up yet. We're going to have barbecue.
JD, I can't see very well. What shirt does he have on?
Green Bay Packers.
Right. Do they, God, what's that word I'm looking
tailgate?
For?
Tailgate?
Yeah. And beers, broths. Yeah,
it's too early. Well, it's not too early for a beer, but it's a little too early for the actual
right,
barbecue.
So now he's trying to split hairs. You're not a real Packer fan. You're not a real, come on,
no,
man.
No. Yes, he is. He said the right thing. It's never too early for
never
beer.
Too early.
Yeah, a little brouhaha with the Gruha Sunday morning, huh?
Sports on tap, J.D. in the Bush on 95.5 KLOS, Alex Gelhar, the man over at the NFL Network when it comes to breaking down the fantasy football stuff. Brady's back this week. I mean, honestly, if you listen to the narrative out of the New England side of the country, you would think that the guy is going to go for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. What do you think realistically? What do you expect from Tom Brady's return today against a very bad Cleveland team?
I mean, he's probably going to do what he did all last year, give you about 300 yards, a couple touchdowns, two or three. Like, I don't think it's going to be this like bloodbath of Tom Brady revenge in the stat sheets. But
I don't either. I see 280 yards and a couple of touchdowns and a whole lot of LeGarrette Blount, I'll bet you.
Probably.
I see Cleveland losing the game, and if, let's say, I don't know, you happen to not take a point spread, just a straight-up bet, I like New England.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody might have done that.
Okay.
What would you do in that case, Rob?
I'm just saying. You know,
I mean, just saying.
Informational purposes
and
entertainment only. I don't know. I entertain and inform myself all the time, you know.
Do
but
you?
That's usually as far as it goes.
How much cost yourself to entertain yourself this week?
A lot.
I think it's $500, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Did you see the money line went from 500 to 600 in like a day?
500 to 600, yeah. Once they found out Edelman and Gronk were going to play, albeit they're both at 22%, it doesn't matter. You know, it still went up. Cleveland is that bad. You know what I like for a play this week? Look, the Jets are hurting. Fitzpatrick, he throws the ball to the guys in the other uniform quite a bit. I don't know if you've noticed.
He's very good at completing passes to them right
yeah,
now.
and Pittsburgh's still pissed off they lost to Philly 2 weeks ago. So, and it's that game's at Heinz Field. Yeah, good luck. I like the Steelers' D to hold the Jets to under 13.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance with that, with the way Ryan Fitzpatrick's turning the football over right now. And they got so many injuries. Decker's banged up. Quincy Enunwa was banged up. Matt Forte's banged up. He might be throwing passes to Robbie Anderson.
Do you think players at this level at the other side, throw me the ball. I'm over here. Yeah. Ryan, please. I mean, they might
not even have to ask. He might just give it up to him.
Yeah, he might. Pick me.
The fantasy receivers in that game for the Steelers too are a great play. Sammy Coates, if you're desperate, a lot of guys on byes. Uh-huh. This might be a game where he really gets over on that banged up secondary too.
You know, you speak of the bye week number five. That means quarterback wise, Drew Brees, Blake Bortles, Russell Wilson, all on the shelf this week. Who can somebody go out and get? Who's someone that you think is a safe pick to stream as a quarterback?
Cody Kessler.
A couple guys I really like this week. Carson Wentz, the rookie's coming off of his bye, going into Detroit. They're playing in, he's on the road, but in a dome, which is always good. And that defense has just got missing key guys all over the
field. And they're
coming
off the bye. They've had the extra week to prepare.
So that's a good setup.
Like
and
that.
Also, don't ignore Brian Hoyer in Chicago. He's playing the Colts defense that can't stop anybody.
Yeah.
And he's put up over 300 yards and two touchdowns each of his last two starts.
Yeah, it's tough to be a Lions fan. And I ran into your kid, JD, the other day. He had a Lions hat on and a t-shirt.
He's a Lions fan.
I honestly just came up and hugged him. And I was like, I'm sorry. It's like, what? It's like, I don't know. Did your dog run away?
Did you do the Goodwill hunting? It's not your fault?
I did. That's what
it's not your fault.
I'm going to go out west to see a girl about a football team. And it ain't in Detroit, man. I will give you that. He is Alex Gelhar of the NFL Network. He joins us here each week. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. A game that only seven people are going to watch, literally at the stadium and probably on the tube here. Titans and the Dolphins, the battle of I don't want either one of them, but the Titans are horrible on defense. Ryan Tannehill, can he actually look like he's maybe showing a little promise?
I mean, maybe. I don't ever want to hitch my fantasy wagon to Ryan Tannehill personally. I think Jarvis Landry will be in a good spot this week. Maybe Devontae Parker, and then DeMarco Murray. You got to just start him. And if you're looking for a defense, take either defense in this game because both offenses love giving up the football.
Hey, Rob, what's up with Thomas Rawls? You are the resident Seahawk expert here. Before we ask Alex if it's time to drop him, let me ask from a fan's perspective and somebody that pays more attention to that team than others. Is Thomas Rawls, is he coming back this season, scheduled to come back? And if he comes back, is he getting that job away from Kristen Michael?
Yeah, I think he can get the job away from Michael. Michael hasn't pulled away from any of it yet. The Seahawks, they want to live by the run first, set it up that way. But what I like is that with them having Russell Wilson as a quarterback, he is truly one of those guys that can adapt and do whatever you ask him to.
I need to get a bootleg. Seahawk mode here. I asked him about a running back. And he's talking about Russell Wilson.
No. I'm setting it up for it. I'm going to bring it back, man. Let me go on my tangent a little bit. No, you're right. They're 20th in the league in rushing. All right, they're 20. So Michael hasn't won anything yet. There, Rawls has that high ankle sprain that he's still recovering off of. He has a hairline fracture right now in his foot. So give him about a month or so. And the good thing is, it's a bad division. This is Seattle's division to lose. You can love Arizona all you want. We've seen Arizona's, you know, kind of a joke. Yeah. I wait for the Rams to plateau. So I wouldn't bet Rawls. I would drop him. I would drop Rawls.
You drop, same thing with you?
Balls.
Drop him? Because,
yeah.
I mean, a month before he comes back, and then by then, we're talking about fantasy relevance here as much as anything else. Sammy Watkins, same thing. I don't know what the outcome was of the visit to the doctor on Thursday, but drop him?
Yeah, you gotta cut Sammy Watkins loose right now, too. Even if and when he comes back, like you said, it's going to be deep in the fantasy playoffs. You can't hold somebody on your roster for that long.
Yeah, I will tell you this, though, right now, too, and just because you had brought up the Seahawks here, if you're not on the Jimmy Graham bandwagon right now, you got a problem. You better get on it. Right now, he's putting up better numbers than Gronk because he's healthier.
Well,
he came back the time he
was figuring it out, he got hurt, you know? So now he's had the chance to absorb all this and get his head. Yeah, he's really got it now, and he's healthy, and we know how productive he was down in New Orleans.
Throwing him the ball a lot more. That's why, because they're not going with that running game. Yeah, you're having to throw him the ball. And when you got Doug Baldwin who can catch and weapons, I mean, it's making for a good start.
All right, real quick before we let you go, some guys that you like this week. Who do you really like this week?
A guy I really like this week are all the Oakland Raider receivers. I heard you guys talking about the Raiders on my way in. Jason Verrett just went down in San Diego with a torn ACL. So if you had Amari Cooper and you feel burned, he hasn't gotten in the end zone, fire him up this week.
Today's the day.
Today is the day.
All right, I'm thinking if we go away from the Brady and the one that's really easy here, if the Patriots bring back Steve Grogan and Irving Fryer, will they still score three touchdowns against the Browns?
They've got a good chance.
Okay, good. So, all right.
Sits. Who do you want to sit today?
I think you got to be wary of Matt Jones in Washington. I know he had a good week last week. That Baltimore run defense is very stout. And then on top of that, DeAndre Hopkins going into Minnesota. I'd be a little bit worried. If you can put him on the bench, I might start somebody else.
Would you try and move him, or you just can't get anything for him? Would that be the problem?
If you can move him, you might be an option because Will Fuller's kind of taken that. They're like, it's not one and two there. It's 1A, 1B, and some days it's Will Fuller as the 1A, and some days it's DeAndre Hopkins, so it's a little frustrating.
What a crushing defeat if you drafted that guy with your number one pick. Wow. Tough stuff.
Anybody
Alex
got enough guts to pick Julio Jones against Denver's D?
Well, I mean, you still play Julio Jones. I wouldn't start Matt Ryan, but they're going to score some points, and odds are one of those touchdowns will go to Julio.
You don't think Matt Ryan's going for 500 against that Denver defense, huh?
I absolutely do not. He racked up those stats against a bunch of teams that can't rush the passer, and now he's going up against the best pass rush in the NFL.
Hey, we'll ask him himself. Matty Ice comes up next hour with us. We had a chance to talk to him, so we look forward to that. Matt Ryan, Falcons quarterback.
Nice. And he is Alex Gellhart. Thanks very much for dropping in and stopping by on the way to work. Appreciate it.
We'll see you next
Sunday. Great job,
bud. Sounds good. Coming up next, Boss of the Big Screen will tell you who's on it. It's 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. Thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate that. About 2 hours and 9 minutes away from kickoff on week five.
And Tom Brady back on the field. We do have a Brady update.
Another update.
Yeah, he's out on the field on his sweats. He has just thrown a pass to Gronk, and Gronk dropped it. He is eating, it looks like, a power bar. It's a protein bar, yep.
Protein bar for breakfast.
Chocolate Chip Crunch is what it looks like, and he has his Beats on. I think he's listening to Kanye West. I have no idea what it was. Maybe Kanye's concert.
Are the moves,
last week,
the body motions, kind of telling you?
Right,
it's Kanye?
It is. He's a gold digger. Yeah, that's what it is. He's bebopping to a gold digger out there. Is Tom Brady?
Is that a Kanye West song?
That is a Kanye West song. Yeah, it talks about gold diggers. I don't know if that was recorded out here in SoCal, but nonetheless, it's a great song. You may want to listen to it sometime. Yeah, Kanye ended his concert, man, midway through because when Kim got robbed in Paris last week, that was he was 8 hours behind and. New York City, someone ran out to him in the middle of him doing his rap. Hey, your wife just got robbed, held at gunpoint in Paris. I gotta go. Literally dropped the mic and ran right off the stage, man. Crazy times. Crazy times. But that's what Brady's listening to. Tom Brady.
There's your Kanye West update for the week.
Yeah, and eating a power bar, and Gronk just dropped a pass. But fortunately, it's not game time yet, so let's go Patriots. I need you to win, Patriots.
You have to keep up with Rob's gambling exploits to understand what his rooting patterns are. Yeah, Boss of the Big Screen is what we got today.
You
know
go.
What? I was going to choose the Raiders and the Chargers, but I like that for the grudge match better today. So Boss of the Big Screen for me is going to be the Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants. And reason why is because you got a couple of teams that need to get going. One of them is the New York Giants. Where is this team? Where is Odell Beckham Jr.? Where's the Eli Manning that everybody says was going to have this gigantic season? Absolutely crickets. Nothing out of them so far. Now, Alex, our expert from the NFL Network, he thinks that tonight could be the night for Odell Beckham Jr. to finally break out.
Break out and get in a fight Another
one. Well, that's every week.
You get in this guy's head, man, and that's what every single NFL coordinator is telling you right now. This reminds me a lot, JD, of when you watch an NBA game and you put the scrubs in off the bench just to foul the best player, right? Just so you're going to, A, make him shoot free throws, B, hurt him, try to take him out of his rhythm.
Go in there and get some fouls, kid.
All you got to do is you're bumping Odell Beckham Jr. 5 yards out of bounds, whatever. Nothing totally malicious, but he goes right after you. He gets into Josh Norman hatred mode and wants to take you out, and that's all you're trying to do, get in his head, mess around, because that means you only got to cover Victor Cruz. Odell Beckham Jr. is exactly where he was a year ago at this time, but no touchdowns, unlike last year. He's got a little over 300 yards on the receiving side. That should be a great game. That's your NBC Sunday night affair. I am going to go with Matty Ice in the Mile High, the Atlanta Falcons, and a reminder, Matt Ice, Ryan will join us coming up next hour here. The Falcons at the Broncos. Denver's undefeated, yet still backup quarterback situation. Now, Trevor Siemian is out, so we're going to start Paxton Lynch. Mm-hmm. Here's a rookie. Can they keep it going? Matt Ryan threw for 500-plus yards. Julio Jones caught 300, the only tandem to ever do that. However, I always try to say consider the source. Atlanta's not done that against the best of defenses. Carolina's normally good, but Thomas Davis a little bit dinged up. Josh Norman isn't there anymore. Luke Kuechly was off his game. That was a barn burner in a shootout last week. Atlanta going to Denver. We'll see really how good this offense is against that great defense, because the next 2 weeks Atlanta plays the number two defense in Denver today on the road. Next week they go to the number one defense in Seattle. So we'll see if Matt Ryan comes back down to earth. But Falcons, Broncos, that's my boss of the big screen. That comes your way at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Good stuff coming up here shortly. We've got, like you said, Matt Ryan going to join us in the second hour of the program this morning. Our guys down in San Diego, Dave and Jeff, going to ring them up before we get to Matt Ryan, actually. Matty, more like about a half an hour away, I think, maybe a little less than a half an hour away for Matt Ryan joining us on the program. But right now is a chance for you to pick up some tickets. You want to see the UCLA Bruins? It's UCLA Utah Rose Bowl, October 22nd. 10th caller right now, 800-955-KLOS. You score those tickets.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Yep, Sports on Tap, ready to rock. Week 5 of the NFL sees a bunch of people on bye this week. Jacksonville, Kansas City, New Orleans, and Seattle. All in front of the big screen this week. And coming up next, the Charger Report. Our boys from down San Diego way, Dave and Jeff's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. It's Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. Thanks for being with us. A little AC/DC there. Maybe some AC/DC coming up in the game today. Because you got the Raiders hosting the Chargers, and Raider fans are hoping for a little Derek Carr, Amari Cooper action to go there. So maybe that works out for him. Let's do a little San Diego Charger report. Dave Palais from the Dave and Jeff Show down in San Diego joins us now. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Doing terrific, man. Ready for, I think, what is going to be one of the better games, I think, of the whole week is Chargers-Raiders up north today.
You know, this is a big game, obviously, down here in San Diego. When you look at the Raider fans from Los Angeles looking down to San Diego, I don't think they have the same, I guess, hatred as it is going up north. In San Diego, it's all about if you're going to win two games, it has to be against the Raiders. They hate the Raiders. They hate the Dodgers. They hate everything that has to do with L.A. outside of the Lakers and the Kings. But they always consider the Raiders not only hating them from Oakland days, but when they came down and they were the Los Angeles Raiders, the hatred here is unbelievable. They call it Raider Week. People get excited about it. People get nonstop on how much they hate the Raiders. And when you look at the situation of the game today, the Chargers have not won a game inside their division in 9 straight games.
Good morning, Dave. Rob.
It's going to be extremely tough for the Raiders to get that win against them. I think the Raiders are saying, let's continue to pour it on and start running away with this division.
There you go. Good morning, Dave Palais and Jeff Dotseth from the Dave and Jeff Show down in San Diego. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. You know, let me ask you this as well, too. Joey Bosa apparently back now, ready to, I mean, how much does that honestly change things?
Well, I think Bosa will come out within 4 minutes, get hurt. He'll break a hand. He'll get turf toe, he'll get plantar fasciitis. This team's jinxed, Jim. This team's been jinxed for 30 years.
I agree.
They can't get out of their own way. And, yeah, unfortunately, look for Joey Bosa today to leave the game, like I said, probably midway through the second quarter with turf touch.
Jeff Dotseth joining the program already in progress and coming with the punchline right away.
Oh, man, good stuff. Then he'll be at a doctor in Tijuana getting sheet meds by Tuesday, right? Just bring me back some chiclets and a poncho. It's Christmas time.
Come home with the Bart Simpson bank, though, so everybody wins in the end.
Honestly, I'm looking for a shootout in this game because neither one of these teams are known defensively. You know, on paper, the Raiders should win this game, but Rivers has got this incredible record against the Raiders. Is there any way the Chargers could go up there and shock the world?
You know, I tell you what, I don't think defensively they can stop the Raiders. I think the Raiders' defense got a little bit better last week. I think the Raiders' defense will continue to get better. They paid so much money for it. But that Chargers lost Jason Verrett, one of the best cover cornerbacks in the league. This is a bad week for Jason Verrett not to be part of the team. I like the Raiders in this game. But, again, my predictions have been terrible the last 2 weeks.
You know, Jim, though, Dave will tell you one thing. I know he'll agree with me. The Chargers do have an uncanny ability to lose games they shouldn't lose.
Yep.
But they also have an uncanny ability to win games that they shouldn't win. And it's one of the things that happens to this poor, beat-up fan base down here where crazy little things happen and they try to get their hopes back up. It's the Charlie Brown and Lucy
system. Move the football.
It would not shock me at all if they went up there today with no Manti, with no Jason Verrett, no Danny Woodhead, no Keenan Allen, and found a way to win that game and get the hopes up again of these fans down here, and then they'll find a way to blow it Thursday night against Denver.
You know, the one thing I will say, as Dave Pallet and Jeff Dotseth with us from the Dave and Jeff Show down in San Diego, it's JD in the Bush, Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. The Chargers have at least lost these three games by a combined 10 points. They did lose, I mean, a heartbreaker last week to the Saints. You let them on the winning side of things. Guys, I want to play a comment from your beloved Mike McCoy, head coach of the Chargers down there, trying to explain it. I mean, it honestly sounds like a broken record. Here's McCoy.
That performance in the second half is flat out unacceptable. From the very opening kickoff return all the way to the very end. You cannot turn the ball over at a critical time of the game when you're trying to put it away two times in a row, so we absolutely gave this one away.
Flat out unacceptable. Do you think that that is something they've got on a hot button down there for the press conferences? Jeff? I mean,
Rob, Jim, you know who Mike McCoy is? Mike McCoy is that guy when you show up every third year to your HOA meeting, they go, who the hell put this guy on the board?
Yeah, that's...
Who voted this idiot in telling us that we're going to paint all the fences purple? That's who Mike McCoy is. You go, who the hell
I like purple.
He's a clueless. Yeah, he's a clown. I wouldn't vote him for my HOA board. I wouldn't hire him for the NFL.
There you go. Good. I wouldn't catch a ride with him down to TJ to go to that aforementioned doctor we talked about.
All right, fellas.
Don't let him drive, man.
Don't let him drive to TJ. Revolution Avenue. I love that place.
Fellas, Dave and Jeff, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Give us the latest on what's going down with what is currently your team and probably going to be our team up here in Los Angeles. Thanks
to you. It'll be great. We'll look forward to coming up to visit them.
Yeah. No, you won't. No, you won't. It's the last we'll ever talk to these guys.
Dave and Jeff, thanks very
ten
much.
Shows left.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Oh, God. It reminds me of my HOA
That's
dues.
Hilarious.
My dues are coming up here. The end of the month.
Wouldn't hire him.
Who elected this guy? Come on.
President of the homeowners is so white. Get out of here.
Oh, Mike McCoy.
Unbelievable. All right, let's get back to The Rock. What do we still have? Oh, you know, Matty Ice and Ryan coming up next. Stay close. 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap. 95.5 KLOS, The Rock of Southern California. We're doing Sports on Tap. It's JD in the Bush. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. Shall we get into our NFL interview? The Falcons earned a home win over the Panthers last week, 48-33. In the first four games of the season, the Falcons and their opponents have combined for 276 points, most in NFL history, through the first four games. Wow, some pretty big numbers being thrown around.
Yeah, too. Matt Ryan just a few yards shy of 1,500 already and 11 touchdowns, including going off for 500 yards in the win against Carolina, 300 yards receiving for Julio Jones. It was a big game. We had a chance to catch up with Matt Ryan, of course, the Falcons quarterback, and you're going to hear that now. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Matt Ryan. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Glad you're doing good. We want to ask about that 500-yard game that you 500-yard game. Is that something that's on a quarterback's bucket list?
No, you know, I never really kind of think about those kind of things too much. You know, I've never done it before, but it was pretty cool to get that done the other day. Most importantly, we got it done with a win. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
With us is Matt Ryan, of course, all-pro quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. Hey, in a digital world where everybody knows everything every moment of the day, were you aware that you were on pace for a 500-yard game? I mean, were your tweets blowing up? Was your iWatch going off?
I didn't really think about it too much. The big thing was I felt like we were creating a lot of explosive plays, and you know, that's what you want to continue. So didn't really know where I was at. And don't really, you know, honestly care during the games. Don't really care where you're at. It's about scoring points, and that was the main thing. I thought we did a great job of creating explosive plays and getting the ball in the end zone.
Matt Ryan is our guest. You know, Matty, in week one, you guys hosted the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Didn't go your way. The Buccaneers win that one 31-24. How did you turn it all around in the season that you're having now after that bad start?
Yeah, I think we were better in the red area. You know, that's probably the biggest thing. You know, when we got down there in the first week of the season, we had a couple penalties, false starts, et cetera, that put us behind the chains. And, you know, I thought we were much more consistent in that area and able to punch the ball in.
He's Matt Ryan, a.k.a. Matty Ice. They've called you that for almost 10 years now. You've played in the league. You know, the thing that's strange about it, Matt, is you go to the Mile High, you're taking on a great defense. Is it true you've never played in Denver after a decade in this league?
Yeah, so this is one of the weird things for me. This is one of the few places I haven't played. So we played the Broncos twice,
wow.
And for whatever reason, we played both times here in Atlanta. So this will be my first trip out there. You know, we've been doing things in terms of altitude training, masks, et cetera, on bikes here in Atlanta. That's part of our off-season training, part of what we do during training camp. And hopefully that'll carry over and help us. But we'll be ready to go Sunday regardless.
You know, a 500-yard game is nothing to sneeze at. It's actually quite impressive, though. But now going up against one of the toughest defenses in the league, I mean, what are you looking at with this Orange Crush defense later today?
Well, you know, their front seven is really, really good. And so when you play them at Denver in that crowd and in that environment, they seem to play even better. So we're going to have to play really well up front. We're going to have a great plan to account for some of their guys. And we're going to need to do a great job on the outside again. When we have opportunities to make plays, we're going to have to make them.
Yeah, Von Miller chasing you around for 3 hours. It doesn't necessarily sound like a walk in the park on a Sunday. He is Matt Ryan, Falcons quarterback, as the Falcons get set to take on the Broncos there in the Mile High. It's Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush every Sunday morning here, 7 to 9 on KLOS. Is Canton, Ohio, if they called you and asked for anything, it happens in baseball all the time. You get a base hit. Hey, I want part of that dip you had in your mouth, you know, so I can display it there in Cooperstown. If they asked you, even called and talked to you about anything at all from that game?
No.
Really?
No. Nothing asked for yet, so we just got to do it again. I think that's probably the key.
There you go. I'm sure that fantasy
just
fans
do it
would
again.
Love that. Yeah, another 500 game, another 300 from Julio.
A lot of people would be shocked, man.
We'll let you go. It's game day. Good luck today and the rest of the way, Matt Ryan. Thanks for being with us on 95.5 KLOS.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.
Good dude.
Very good. Good job.
Boston College quarterback. Yeah. Matt Hasselbeck.
Good
Doug
stuff.
Flutie. Remember Flutie threw that Hail Mary?
Woo. How about if we send you to some football now? 800-955-KLOS. That's the number, 800-955-5567. USC versus Cal, the Coliseum, October 27th. Want to see the Trojans take on the Cal Bears? 800-955-KLOS, caller 10. You're going to that game.
KLOS has your shot at $1,000 every 15 minutes.
Really?
Totally.
Starting this Thursday at 9, noon, and 5.
Only on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Ready?
Now, more of your one-stop shop for sports fan wisdom and the jams to go along. Sports on Tap is back.
With JD and the Bush
on 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What? No way.
Incredible yet true.
I'm going to learn Russian this week.
telling you, man. We need to do some vodka shots while we're doing this as well, too.
If you put it in Jello, I think we're probably all good to go.
Pretty much, yeah. Dave? Pretty much. Hey, Ahmad Rashad. We know Ahmad. That's been a blast from the past. We haven't seen him since when NJ was in his heyday there. But what did he do before he played golf? And he was busy polishing Michael Jordan's trophies. Here's a hint.
That's what that's his job now, is polishing Michael Jordan's golf club.
And I think he's still married to the chick from the Cosby Show, right?
That's all.
I know. I think her name's Felicia. Maybe
Felicia Rashad.
There you go. Hi, Felicia.
Hey.
Here's a hint. He played NFL football. That's right. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
All right, we'll give you the scoop on Ahmad coming up next.
Now, Mushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
See, I can do that. I can talk like that.
Of course.
What did I say?
I'm going to get you a babushka, one of those little fuzzy furry hats. Oh, you look good in that, man.
All right, so give us your Mushka Fact. What do you got?
Mushka Fact involves Ahmad Rashad, a guy that we associate with the NBA. But what did he actually do before he got into golf and was busy kissing Michael Jordan's butt, polishing all those trophies? He did play in the National Football League. He starred at Oregon in college, went on to play in the NFL. He was actually at a guy named Dan Fouts throwing him passes there at the University of Oregon, too. But he was involved, and this was weird, too, the longest non-scoring play from scrimmage in NFL history. It was back in 1972 when I think you and I celebrated our 20-year mark in radio. It was a 98-yard pass, JD, from Cardinals quarterback Jim Hart, all right, to a guy who's in the record books named Bobby Moore. 98 yards while Bobby Moore dragged down at the 1 yard line because he didn't have enough left in the tank to cross the goal line and get in there. And Bobby Moore is now Ahmad Rashad.
Well, he wasn't Ahmad Rashad then. That's why he didn't score. Ahmad Rashad would have scored.
Ahmad Rashad would have scored. Bobby Moore wouldn't. I mean, come on. Lou Alcindor does not have the hook. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar does. Chris Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf doesn't, you know, have the crossover. And Chris Jackson does.
Who's that?
Chris Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. That was good, man.
You must be a sports talk radio guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to go shoot hoops after this, after the barbecue.
Like Prince Akbar Biamila, Baja Biamila.
Prince Amora Makamakamora.
I remember from long. Should we get into the Ram report here real quick?
Yeah.
While we're doing sports on tap, it's 95.5 KLOS, JD in the Bush. Rams report today, Coliseum hosting the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills have been kind of in disarray. I know they won last week, and a shocker, really, to beat the Patriots.
The last 2 weeks.
They kind of let their guard down. If they won 3 in a row without Brady, we can go ahead and blow one here. I know they don't think about it that way, but subconsciously, that must have been what they were thinking because they got skunked, a 0 out of them. But they travel all the way across the country. And they got no Sammy Watkins. And according to Alex Geller from the NFL Network, who was here this morning, looks like he's not going to play at all this season. So that means LeSean McCoy left, LeSean McCoy right, LeSean McCoy up the middle.
And the problem is going against guys like Aaron Donald and Robert Quinn, that's one of the best defenses. We already saw what they did to Seattle. Look, the Rams don't have a lot of offense. We know that. But this is where your East Coast bias is going to come into play right now, and the odds makers as well, too. Buffalo started 0-2. We're like, oh, God. The Bills are 0-2. They're brutal. Then what do they do? They beat Arizona in that game. 33-18. I think they smoked them. And then they turn around and win in New England. First time the Pats have been shut out in Foxborough since 93.
Right.
They come in and do it, and Rex Ryan's like, wow, now are we drinking his Kool-Aid? I don't know. They're taking on a Rams team that's technically in first place at 3-1, and Buffalo's minus these weapons, yet Buffalo is still a 2.5-point favorite. We do know Rex Ryan is going to have a couple of tricks up his sleeve as well. And if you don't believe us, you can ask Jeff Fisher, coach of the Rams. He knows all about Rex Ryan all too well.
At the end of the day, our teams are going to play the same way. They play really hard, play physical on defense, and run the football, and play emotional and all those kind of things. But Rex learned that from his dad. Yeah, that's where Rex got that. I can assure you of that. There's a lot of buddy in Rex. And
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Jeff Fisher talking about there's an awful lot of Buddy Ryan and his son, Rex Ryan. That's pretty cool stuff. Same sideline, Todd Gurley. Been a frustrating season, especially after the way that he got off last year. How frustrating?
Sometimes, you kind of wonder what's going on, but, you got to look at the bigger picture. At the end of the day, we're still winning 3-1. And the running game haven't been going good, so you always know there's room for improvement, so you just kind of got to stay positive about everything.
I think you got to keep an even keel about things, JD. We are so quick to, like Dennis Green says, crown their ass. You know what I mean? Gurley's headed for the Hall of Fame, right? Mm-hmm. Just ask Fran Tarkenton what he said on this show here last year. Obviously, simmer down now a little bit. But don't sit there and say he's a bust. I've heard people say that because it's a couple of games
now, not a bust.
Yeah, he's certainly not a bust. But is he all-pro caliber? What is he? Let's give it time to breathe. 8, 9, 10 games this year. Let's try to figure out and see where he's at right now. LeSean McCoy having a better season than him. He's got 300 yards in the bank thus far, three touchdowns as well, too. Case Keenum, he's going to have to get the receivers involved. Once you get Kenny Britt, once you get Tavon Austin involved, that's going to make it easier for Gurley. Don't hand the ball off 70% of the time and then try a pass. You know, I mean, try to maybe pitch backwards, like they say in the big leagues, right? You know, sit there, go curveball, curveball, set him up for a fastball. Too many guys try to blow the fastball in the routine thing like the ground game you expect to come at you, and then we're going to try and throw a curve, then try and do a little dink and dunk pass, man. I would say try and light it up passing-wise if you can first. That'll help make things easier for Gurley. I mean, 3-1, you can't shake a stick at it. The Rams still in first place. How long is that legitimately going to last, though? How long can you keep it up having Gurley going on?
Listen, I never would have expected him to get this far, so I'm not going to try and prognosticate that.
And the game they lost was to the Niners.
I know.
God!
But that, you know, that's Rams-Niners. Yeah. That's that rivalry thing that we always say you throw out the window. I'm looking at 17-10, 19-10, something like that. This can be low scoring, defensive, running the ball, lots of punts. Maybe that's who I'll pick to go off. You picked the punter a couple of weeks ago to go off. Maybe pick the punter.
You look at me like, what an idiot. Killing me, Smalls.
800-955-KLOS. I got tickets for football fans, especially if you want to see some USC football. USC, Cal Bears, LA Coliseum, October 27th, caller 10. Right now, you get some tickets from 95.5 KLOS. Dial right now, 800-955-KLOS. Up next, your Dodger baseball playoff report. That's right.
Oh, man, that is a show right there. Alice in Chains, back-to-back days last week. Hopefully you had a chance to get out and watch them. They're at the Wiltern on Tuesday, out in Pomona as well Wednesday. They got some great shows out there. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. J.D. in the Bush, happy that you are with us. Dodgers postponed yesterday. We're going to tell you a little bit more about their big game they got coming up with the Washington Nationals. Stick around. More Sports on Tap on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS. The Rock of Southern California, out on the playground. What are you doing?
Is that Tom Brady trying to get through? Giving us his last update?
What's the last Tom Brady update? You've been watching. You've been following around Foxborough with that app of yours.
Yeah, you know, honestly, though, once he went to Jamba Juice on me and he got a shot of wheatgrass, like those posers do that, I was like, oh, my God, I'm out.
He went wheatgrass on
us? Yeah, he went wheatgrass, a little shot of that. You know, and then the thing, he texted Giselle. I was looking at it through the dashboard cam here, you know. XOXO, hashtag. I said, God, this is, you know. I said, easy with the phone, Tom.
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
I know. It's got a burner cell there somewhere.
A quick baseball note. Yeah, we want to get you some baseball information this morning on Sports on Tap because the L.A. Dodgers are in action today. As a matter of fact, the Dodgers are in action in about, an hour? Less than an hour and a half. It's 1:08 Eastern as they take on the Nationals in the nation's capital. They have the one-game lead. They win game one against... against Scherzer, who was not happy about giving up those home runs. I mean, talk about it. Well, same thing with Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto pitched, just to be off topic for a second, but Johnny Cueto pitched a perfect game. Mm-hmm. He made one mistake, and Baez took him yard with
it. Yeah, and that was actually a good pitch that Baez hit. That was below the belt, too. So it's not like he hung you always hear, he hung this. No, he didn't. Baez went down to get it, too. Yeah. So I mean, that game could have gone either way, but it didn't. And dems the breaks, as they say. But neither Kershaw nor Scherzer pitched well. I mean, Kershaw lasted just really five innings. He had 101 pitches. That's why they pulled him.
That's why Roberts.
They're maybe trying to conserve him a little bit and shorten it from a 4-man to a possible 3-man rotation in this shortened series as well, too. So we're going to see what we can get. The Dodgers luck out a little bit not getting Steven Strasburg. But Strasburg's hurt this time every year. I just can't buy into the Nationals every time this time of the year. So much talent on that roster. Daniel Murphy this year, that great addition. He's been awesome all year for him. And, you know, Harper's banged up. I just see this going the Dodgers' way. And the Dodgers moving on to take on the Cubs. And that's a buzzsaw.
And funny, yeah, they are. And funny that the Nationals were favored going into this. But, man, the Cubs are just playing such great baseball right now, and they're just so loaded. And Chapman, oh, my God, that guy, he's throwing 101, 102, 103 miles an
hour. Half of them are balls, too. People are just swinging because you're afraid. Just swat.
Yeah, it's self-defense.
I would go up there without a bat, honestly, just to try to get in his head, man. I mean, can't be that hard.
All right, one more piece of business before we get out the door, and it's who goes off.
Football, football.
Time for the picks.
Let's go!
Football, football. Let's see who goes off this week.
Yeah!
All right, let me take another stab at this. Look, I really wanted to say Big Ben Roethlisberger today, but I think that's too easy. So I'm going to...
Tom Brady. Oh, that's too easy.
That's too easy, too. You know what I am going to say? It's the grudge match game of the day. We had it in the Charger Report, the Raider Report. Raiders hosting the Chargers. Derek Carr of the Raiders has been off the chart to start the season. He scored north of 23 fantasy points in three of the first 4 weeks. And next up this week, the Chargers, who have surrendered the fifth most passing yards in the league through four games. The Chargers have given up 1,230 passing yards so far this season. And Phillip Rivers also had quite a bit of success there in Oakland over the years, which should drive the score up. Derek Carr goes off today.
There you go. I'm normally a low-hanging fruit guy, and Brady's right in my wheelhouse. But I told you I'll study a little bit more.
It's not Tom.
It's not Tom.
After
it's not
all of the reporting,
you know it's going to be wide receiving wise. I'm going to go with AJ Green as the Bengals are at the Cowboys. Cowboys not playing too shabby on the offensive side. Not really known for their defense. I think they backdoored their way into a couple of wins this year. Let's face it, AJ Green's a freak. You can like Antonio Brown just as much as you like Green. Uh-huh. The guy's averaging 15 yards per reception. He goes against the Dallas secondary. It's not that good. I think the Bengals have turned the corner a bit, back up to 500, playing some good football. It is in Dallas, but Dallas just doesn't have the same home field draw and punch and protect this house like they used to. AJ Green and the Bengals go off, get a win, and bring Big D back down to reality.
Wow, look at that. I like that's bold talk right there. All right, remember, Dodger game in about 75 to 73 minutes, okay? So Dodger game in just a little over an hour here on an NFL Sunday.
Yeah, Rich Hill and Tanner Roark going at not two household nice. Names, but you know what? That's when some legends can be born, man. It's right. In October. Should be a great one.
Great stuff. Chris Carter, Breakfast with the Beatles, live from the Empire Polo Field, coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.